The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Mardi Gras is still quite a while away, so I'm not quite sure why we're celebrating tonight. Is this the pre-party for the real party? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Every real party needs a pre-party, Dana. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so we're supposed to attend this great big event tonight. I'm ready for it. I'm not going to be drinking, though. I had a flashback. Automatic, you will remember this. I went out to this club. It was the pre-party to the big game. Or the All-Star Weekend.
It was NBA All-Star Weekend.
Whatever it was. And so everybody was celebrating, and I started taking Jack Daniel's shots.
Nice.
Now, I'm not a very big person. I'm about 5'2 on a good day. I probably had four of those shots. And the DJ dropped his classic tune, Suavemente. You could not have told me that I wasn't the salsa queen. I pulled up on the stage right there next to the DJ booth. Automatic's dancing with me. The whole crew's there. I twirled. I did the washing machine. Remember, we all learned that in the movie Selena. And I washing machined myself off the stage. It was six feet high.
Landed on her head. Welt on the back of her head.
Oh, it was awful.
She was definitely concussed.
Now, thankfully, though, I think I was kind of loose with the Jack Daniels, so I didn't die. But it looked like a bad movie. I mean, it really did. Everybody kind of moved away from me and was just looking at me. I can clearly remember faces. And I had this really cute top on. Well, everything underneath it fell out. I did not even notice.
Dana was showing off.
And Automatic and I were already seeing each other. So
people didn't know this at the time.
Automatic.
Oh, dang, so now you're with the drunk girl, Automatic.
Yeah, he was. And he
but I'm with the drunk girl with her boobs that are hanging out of her shirt. So I grab her boobs and put them back in her shirt.
He put everything back in place.
And everybody looked at me like, yo, did you just touch her like that?
I didn't even really know what was going on until the next day. And then we were doing the weather on the radio. Actually, until Monday, we came back in. This was a Friday. I had to sleep on Automatic's couch the whole weekend. I felt like a semi-truck had hit me. Dude. It was so bad. And Monday morning, we're doing weather. Back then, used to do weather on the radio. And the guy said, hey, what's up, C-Cup? I said, no! No! Mortified! So after that, I said, you know what? We're not pre-gaming like that anymore. You only party at the real game. It's not Mardi Gras yet.
Yeah.
If you're a lightweight, 5'2", 110 pounds.
Come on, dog.
Me and brown liquor, we don't get along. But I like the taste of it.
That's a problem if you think whiskey smells good.
Dana, were you just mortified with embarrassment? Because I would have been the moment I fell down.
Anthony, I put my head down and people were cheering. They're like, yay, because I was alive.
Can you even recall, though, the moment DJ Automatic had to put your top back on?
I do remember that. I didn't even understand what was happening.
It was a gold top.
I think, you know, if there's any lime in this silver lining right here, that was a bad reference.
I did have lime in the Jack Daniels.
There it is. But also, you know, it allowed you and Automatic to be in the forefront and honest about your relationship.
We weren't there yet.
All right.
We still kept it hidden.
Nobody
for a good,
knew
like,
we were together.
Probably a good year after that.
Everybody knows you're together after that.
I will say, people started thinking we were together after
that. You two just denied it.
That's exactly what it was. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today is National Tortilla Chip Day.
Oh, you know that tortilla chips were an accident?
What do you mean?
Rebecca Carranza, she and her hubby Mario owned a tortilla factory in L.A. in the 1940s, and they built a machine that mass-produced tortillas. And some of them were misshapen, and people didn't want to buy them, so she's like, what am I going to do with these? She cut them up, fried them up. People love them. Started selling them by the bag, 10 cents a bag. Now tortilla chips are sold in over 150 countries worldwide.
Hey. And responsible for a lot of this good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So before I reveal to you which is better and helps you lose weight faster, running, walking, weightlifting, or whatnot, I remember the moment that I decided for myself, man, I got to do something because I was so heavy and miserable and my clothes didn't fit.
Triggering moment, though.
One of my best friends, we were out in public, and because of the way I felt about my body and I think what was going on in my life, I was dressed very sloppily and we were making a public appearance and he pulled me aside. He said, I love you. What are you doing? And he wasn't the type of person that was going to put somebody down because of their body size or anything. It was me not being happy. And the clothes I was wearing weren't ironed. I just looked sloppy.
Yeah, that's...
And it was a representation of how I was feeling about me being overweight.
The food was getting right.
Food's still busting, and I'm healthy.
I've been there a couple times. When I gained my weight, I was like, oh man, that was a fun ride, boy.
I love ice cream. I love those weeks where I just go on the binge.
Also, when we talk about food, notice Automatic and Anthony are just like, boom, ready to jump in because we all love food
Speaking
here.
Of jumping, let's talk about something I think that the listeners should know as well, too, that I've thought about in your weight loss journey is you're not the most athletic.
Hey. Oh, really, Anthony?
Yeah. So I think like that's important. Oh, wow. That's important to be noted.
Don't laugh, Automatic.
Well, no, it's because like sometimes
you're
going to
be less athletic tonight in the bedroom.
Oh, there
you go. If you keep giggling over there, Otto.
That's your deal. But sometimes, like, you know, I went to my gym and I'm like, dang, I'm the least athletic in here, and it's demoralizing sometimes. But I think about Dana and I'm like, you know what, if Dana, not athletic at all, could lose weight, I could lose weight. So
I DJ for the NBA. How do you think I feel on a daily basis when I'm around NBA players?
Oh, you're not in the gym with them. You're not like trying to do like...
I'm in the gym sometimes.
Automatic came home one day and said, I can't jump.
I used to be able to dunk.
Okay, wasn't the rim lowered though? But anyway, okay, look. The best way to lose weight is weightlifting. And I know sometimes it doesn't feel like you're getting this tremendous workout, but the reason that weightlifting helps you lose weight faster is because muscle burns more calories than fat. Now, I will tell you right now, I lost the first 25 pounds of the 60 that I lost altogether just by changing the way I eat. But that's another show. What I started doing really is very simple. I just went for a walk, started moving my body, and then I did incorporate weightlifting. And Automatic, you and I weren't even together. You would see me at the gym all the time lifting weights. I was a crazy person on the treadmill walking, lifting the weights at the same time.
I don't think you can really get to your goal without lifting weights because that muscle is what helps burn all that fat.
Those last, I can't lose these last 10 pounds. Pick some weights up. And I don't mean 3-4 pounds, ladies. And that's cool, but you need to really press and push your body to grow that muscle. You're not going to turn into some big weightlifter.
As you know, when you were on your weight loss journey as a working mom who also was raising kids, what was some of the weights that you did? Were you out there like picking up?
I still do it right now. I'll get cans from the pantry.
And I almost walk said in cans of beans, but I don't want to be racist.
No. There's lots of beans in my pantry just in case I can't make any. I keep cans of beans on deck, but I will walk in front of my TV with weights. I will lift weights at my house. Plus, when you get older, ladies and gentlemen, you got to build that muscle. You lose it. Once you hit 30, it's all downhill. I'm telling you right now.
If you don't use it, you will lose it.
I went from like a great speech to like, it's all downhill right now.
It's all downhill.
It's like, once you hit 30, if you ain't lifting weights, it's all downhill.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Seer Mahdi is on the line. It's time for What's Your Sign? Mahdi, welcome. Happy
Monday.
What up,
Mahdi?
Hey, what's up? I'm burning some Palo Santo in here just to cleanse the energy.
We need it, girl. So before we get our spiritual forecast for the week, because obviously I already know which way we're going with it, we always give one of our callers an opportunity to talk to you. So let's start with it. So what's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, Miss Scorpio. So how are you doing?
Oh, my God. I've been better. I've been crying all week. I'm about sick of it.
I'm so sorry. What do you want to ask Seer Mahdi?
Can I just get general information about my future?
Of course you can.
It's not looking good.
Well, I at least want to ask you, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. It's just, you know, my adult son. Okay. She's just very disrespectful.
She sounds distraught. She sounds like she needs help. Mahdi, that's what you're here for.
Yeah.
What are you reading from her?
I do see a beautiful fire being lit within her. And this is a positive omen for me when I look into this, because I see that her future is bright and I see that there is guidance within her. Spirit, her guides, God, whoever she believes in, are within her energy, really guiding her forward. Mm. I do see her son in her energy. So I do want to mention that as well. There is a lot of emotional withdrawal, and I see him being able to eventually find the light. When I say find the light, I mean there is going to be an awareness within him that he's actually deceiving himself and not the other way around, because he tends to blame everything on everybody else. But there is going to be some ownership of the actions that he's taken, and I know that that may be something she wants to hear, and yes, it's going to happen. There is going to be a light at the end of this tunnel for him.
You know, and she sounds like a good person. She's been a good mother, I feel like. And
yes,
he will come around. I remember I kind of went a little wayward for a minute, and I went back to those family values, those morals I was taught in my formative years.
It sounds like he's playing the victim card is what he's doing. And
he'll find his way.
He will.
Well, also, the path to realization that it's you committing their own self-deceit is it's different. It's a different journey for every single person.
Accountability, that's tough. All right, Sirmati, what about all of us collectively? What does our spiritual forecast look like for the week?
This is a beautiful week, and I say beautiful because even though there's a lot of chaos outside in the world, mm-hmm. but within ourselves, we are being called to ground, to center, and to detach our awareness from everything that's happening outside. And that doesn't mean that you can't pay attention to it, that you have to ignore it, but it just means that you have to learn how to separate whatever happens outside of us. You can't allow that to affect your internal compass, because then you're going to be swayed every which way so easily. And if you want to get things done emotionally, you have to be grounded, because this is a week to work hard and to keep going. You may not have all the answers, but stay sharpening that knife.
Automatic, you taught me something. You said to me, I had a lot of brothers and sisters, so I can shut out the noise and be at peace. Sometimes you have to learn how to shut out everything on the outside so you can be at peace on the inside and continue working toward your goal.
Exactly. And I mean, like I said, you don't have to always ignore it, but you can allow it to affect you, because you have your own life to deal with. You have your family, everything else is going on, and the world can be falling apart, but you can be grounded and centered.
If you would like a reading with Sirmati, call us right now, 877-730-DCS1. We'll put you on a list. Yes, there is a list. You can also follow her at Illest Divinity on Instagram, and you can make, you know, book an appointment with her for a more one-on-one experience. Mati, as usual, I look so forward to this every single week. Thank you for joining us. We love you.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Mati.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Post Malone's evolution has been amazing to watch. He started out hip-hop, did some pop stuff in between, some country, and he's always been a huge fan of rock, which we know. Myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A have been talking to Post since the beginning of his career. Now, he performed recently on the SNL 50 show, tore the house down with this Nirvana cover.
First time he's covered Nirvana.
No, but on that kind of national stage, almost 20 million people watched the SNL 50 live. A lot of people were exposed to a Post Malone that they didn't know existed unless you go to the concerts or you've been following him since the beginning of his career. He always talked about his love of all music. Mm-hmm. And he got pushed back in the beginning because he's a white guy in hip hop, but he represents music so well.
I don't really consider Post Malone a hip hop artist anymore. I just consider him a musician.
Well, that's the goal of every musician, don't you think? Not to be boxed in, just to be, I make good music and that's it.
I think he got in the game through hip-hop and with White Iverson, but then I think he never had intentions of just being a hip-hop artist, obviously.
He moved about it respectfully through each genre and was cautious to make sure that he was not seen as an appropriator, right, through everything he's moved through, and which has been a beautiful thing to witness as a person who's watched his career since 2015. It's blossomed like a sunflower, if you may, and now he keeps evolving into these new genres.
Anthony, I can't believe you're not going to sit here and brag on how you told Automatic and myself, Dana Cortez, you were the one that was like, this guy Post Malone, this is the one. You were on him on the SoundCloud days.
He's just a really talented person. And I don't think, you know what, the Post Malone in me would not like me to brag, all right? It's encouraging everybody to get out to this party.
He just wants you to have a Bud Light and a cigarette, okay?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, have you seen Post Malone live before?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh, yeah, we have.
I forgot we interviewed him right before he did
Stubbs. You had too many Bud Lights that night. That's why you barely remember.
But I performed with him and Cardi B at Super Bowl when it was in Minneapolis. And I will say the difference between Cardi B and Post Malone on stage was very noticeable.
Mm. Well, we're not here to drag Cardi.
I just said it was noticeable.
You asked me that question just to bring up your story.
Somebody here likes to brag.
Maybe subconsciously I did do that.
We sat down with Post Malone, and he's always been a rock star. Take a listen.
Pretty dope. I was in Seattle, and there was we were listening to Pantera, and I was hammered. And there was this lamp hanging from the ceiling, like a dangly little orb lamp, and I thought it was plastic, so I headbutted it, and I headbutted it, and it was glass, and the glass shot out.
Oh my god!
It was dope.
Did you bleed?
Yeah, I was bleeding.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty rock star.
Go check that interview in its entirety on the Dana Cortez Show YouTube.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Would you like to smell like a Dunkin' Donut? DJ Automatic will tell you how you can inside Food News. Hottest hashtags here on The Dana Cortez Show. Hello, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
The Office Mexico is in production. La Oficina will follow Jeronimo Ponce III as the regional manager for Jabones Olimpo, which is, I don't know, like the name of the clean soap place that they're doing. And the
is
series,
it going to be in English or in Spanish?
All Spanish. And this guy Ponce is kind of like the Michael Scott. And it's going to follow the co-workers and their lives at La Oficina, produced by Ricky Gervais.
Hey.
So it's following in the footsteps of The Office.
Yeah, the UK version, now the United States version. Now we got the Mexican version.
Yeah, huh? And I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to have to read those subtitles because...
Let's go, Automatic, right? And speaking of Automatic, what we got for food news?
So Native, it's known for its simple and effective personal care products. They got lotion, they got deodorant, they got body washes, they got two-in-one products.
They really popped onto the scene the past 2 years.
They really blew up because of their Instagram stuff and TikTok. What we got, Auto?
Well, now you can smell like Dunkin' Donuts strawberry frosted donut, a vanilla sprinkle donut, a blueberry cobbler donut, and a Boston cream pie donut.
You have to have very little body odor to get away with natural deodorant.
You have to be a very fit person to want to use something that makes you smell like a donut. Because
I would think it would be the opposite.
No, nah, but I'm chubby. I smell like donuts already. I don't need
to smell like a salad.
Yeah, exactly. I need something that'll give you the aroma of kale.
Or cucumber.
Yes, exactly. Cucumber's a good one, Automatic.
I don't know if you want to smell like kale, Anthony. You might not get as many dates as you do now. All right, National
Day. Dates now. What are you
That's what I'm saying. Wait, you don't get any? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I've seen you on that Tinder. All right, what's up for National Day, Anthony A?
Why are you on Tinder?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Let's answer that.
I'm screen gazing.
He's got a screen blocking thing on his phone. Uh-oh. We need to do it down in the DM or
whatever,
what?
Automatic. Give me a break.
Let's shout out the bartenders. It's World Bartender Day, everybody.
Yeah. Please tip your freaking bartender. I used to do it. It's a hard job. Not making the drinks, listening to your drunk ass at the bar was really hard. Please tip your bartender.
And we'll wrap it up with National Tortilla Chip Day.
Which was invented mistakenly. Rebecca Carranza, her and her husband Mario, they owned this tortilla factory in LA, and they created a big machine that mass produced the tortillas because, you know, rolling them is hard. The señoras get tired. Anyway, some of the machine would make them kind of quirky. They were misshapen and they couldn't sell them like that. So Rebecca was like, I'm going to cut these up, fry them up, and the rest is history. They started bagging them for 10 cents. Now they're in over 150 countries. The tortilla chip is worldwide. But I thought about it. She turned a mistake into a great thing.
She's a genius.
Y'all got any mistakes that you are thankful for?
Oh, mistakes that I'm thankful for?
Mm-hmm.
Just my kid.
Yeah.
Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, I confessed that I got really inebriated at a pre-party. And we're talking
about... You got drunk.
That's the low class word.
I was going to say you're just trying to use fancy words to say that you were a drunken fool.
I was a drunken fool at a pre-party. And so I don't understand why everybody's celebrating Mardi Gras way in advance. Because Mardi Gras itself is...
It's a two-week celebration, Dana.
And I admitted to falling off of a stage, and there was a lot of things that happened after four shots of brown liquor. Luckily, Automatic was there to save me.
So you off the brown liquor for no...
Never? I've been off the brown liquor. I think that's the last night I took a shot of brown liquor. It was too much.
You have your brown liquor, and me, I have my Patron.
Anthony, do tell.
I had a Patron episode. I ever tell you guys about the time I got thrown out of the biker bar?
No.
All right. Well, first and foremost, this story starts with my older brother, Taz. So it was my older brother and his friend, Big Curtis. Now, Big Curtis, he looks like he was fresh out of an extra from Sons of Anarchy. Big dude. Looks like he inhales whiskey, leather. Looks like he was born on a Harley.
He's a burly guy.
But TBH, he's also a sensitive soul. He also cries during Pixar movies, and he's a college graduate, right?
Okay, all right. For some reason,
that night, he was not a scholar, he was a shot caller. Right when we walk into that bar, he goes, Patronov? And I was like, let's do it, Big Curtis, let's do it. He was picking up the tab.
Famous last words.
You don't Patronov with Big Curtis.
Oh, I know that now. Shot one, I'm all right. Shot two, I'm all right. Shot three, soul starts to leave the body a little bit. Shot four, this is when it really unravels. All right, so for some reason, after that shot, I don't know why I did it. I reached over to the bartender's area and I grabbed some fresh limes out of like where all of her little fruits.
You invaded her space.
Yes, dude.
Anthony.
So I do that, and right away I hear her, "Hey, don't do that again. I'm inebriated, as Dana says, if that's the way you say it.
That's not even the way you say it, but go ahead.
I know what you meant.
For some reason, we do another shot, and I reach in and I do it again.
Oh, now I got time, a mad bartender.
Bro, not only a mad bartender, an aggressive security guard now
walks
up to me,
gosh.
And he's like, hey, bro, chill out. Don't do that again. We're going to throw you out. Now, it's bad when you have Big Curtis standing up for you saying, don't worry, he won't do it again. But we go for a last shot. And sure enough, what do? I reach over and grab it. And not only do I grab it, bro, I sucked on that lime so hard.
In her face.
In her face. And then, this is when I crossed the line, guys. I threw that last lime back into her fresh limes.
Whoa.
Oh.
You ruined the barrel of limes?
Bro. I hope she embarrassed you.
I don't even remember what happened. Next thing I know, I just feel two very big hands around my rib cage, and the security guards just like carrying me out like I'm Simba on Pride
and
Rock.
What happened to Big Curtis?
They stayed.
Big Curtis, but Big Curtis saw you throw that line back in there, and he was like,
"You're on your own. You're on your own, boy. Ain't nobody taking up for you after that."
The moral of the story is, I don't drink Patron anymore.
I stopped drinking Patron after our wedding.
Oh,
automatic.
That's a whole long story though, but I'll just say I ended up in the bathtub naked.
Not with me.
With my brother saying, what's wrong with you? And taking care of me.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.